Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Actually, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content. So the stuff you see there on the front page, all of it created by listeners like you. We didn't do anything. We just created the site, put it there, and then you filled it with the content. And it's free, of course. You can go there, and if you find something online that you think is pretty cool, you want to share with some of our listeners, you just submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike the content that's there, and so you get to vote on things too. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And, you know, it does a pretty good job of kind of keeping an eye on different liberty-oriented news or not-so-liberty-oriented news from around the country and around the world, but sometimes, you know, it's not all there. And one of the stories that should be there but isn't tonight, I wanted to open the show with, is one of my heroes, Julian Heiklin. Now, I don't actually have him on the line, but we have had him on the show in the past, and he's toured around the country, going from courthouse to courthouse, and handing out fully informed jury information, handing out information about jury nullification, which is generally published by the Fully Informed Jury Association. You can go to FIJA.org to learn more about them. That's FIJA.org, FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association. And Julian has been arrested many, many times. I have lost track personally. He may not be able to recall either. And by the way, he's 79 years old. So this is an elderly gentleman who is essentially, you know, he's done with his life. He's retired. He used to be a professor. I don't mean to say he's done with his life, but as far as a lot of the things that people object to as to why they can't do civil disobedience or put their neck out for activism, he doesn't have those things. So he doesn't have a career. He's retired. He doesn't have kids. I mean, he's got kids, but they're all grown up, so they don't depend on him. And I don't think he has a wife at home. So this guy can really put himself on the line and take risks like few others can. And in fact, I would say that Julian Heiklin is probably, he's probably the preeminent civil disobedience activist of our time in the liberty movement. I mean, maybe there's somebody else out there that's not necessarily doing things for liberty that's civilly disobedient that is doing more than Julian Heiklin, but within the people that are in this movement, the overall liberty movement, this guy is absolutely outstanding and heroic and courageous and an inspiration to me, and I hope to a lot of others, because what he has done is incredible. So as I mentioned, he's been going around to federal courthouse all across the country and handing out this information, and has been arrested in the process, has been charged with crimes that have to do with illegal distribution of handbills. He's facing a federal charge right now, but many of the charges he is facing or has faced have been dropped. Usually they just arrest him for the purpose of getting him off the street, of getting him away from the average folks in this country who the government is very scared that he's going to enlighten them. They're frightened that this elderly gentleman is going to connect with people and give them information from the Fully Informed Jury Association that they could put to use. Because when jurors learn the truth, and that is that they have the right to not only judge the facts in the case, but also to judge the law itself, that they can actually nullify by finding someone not guilty, even if all the facts are real crystal clear. Like if you had 20 pounds of pot and they caught you red-handed with it, you could go in on a jury, if you knew about jury nullification and know about your rights as a juror, you could say not guilty anyway because you disagree with the war on drugs and you think that particular law is wrong. So as a juror, you have the right to do that, but they don't tell you these things. When you're in court, now they used to, from what I understand, I mean, I wasn't around for this, but the 1800s, they used to actually give this instruction to the jurors. But then toward the end of the 1800s, they kind of figured out that this isn't very good for the state and its power, so they slowly stopped giving out these instructions. And in many courtrooms across the country, it's completely prohibited. If you, as a defendant or an attorney, attempt to bring up jury nullification during your trial, there's a good chance you could be charged with contempt of court, or perhaps the case is called as a mistrial, and they'll start it all over again. So they don't want this information getting out. And you can tell that that's the case. Not only are they covering it up actively and not telling people through their own system, but when Julian Heitkin comes along and starts handing out this information at federal courthouses, they flip out. They send out cops to threaten him. And, of course, he's not intimidated, so he doesn't leave. He continues to hand out the information. And when he doesn't leave, they will eventually place him under arrest on some nonsensical charge. And then he will typically go limp because I don't think he believes in assisting his kidnappers. So he goes limp, and then they have to carry him away, in many cases load him into an ambulance. Again, we're talking about a 79-year-old man here. There's video footage of this out there, of this guy getting arrested. And, of course, as Julian has kind of gone along and gotten more publicity for what he's been doing, more people have stepped up to play support roles. So one of our listeners, Bile, from blogofbile.com, was in Manhattan at the time when Julian was doing this. And he was arrested as well. George Donnelly from georgedonnelly.com was also arrested. And these two men were arrested because they dared to record video. Again, we're talking about outside of the courthouse. We're talking about outdoors on so-called public property, just handing out information to people and using a video camera. And people are being arrested and charged with criminal acts for this. So Julian Heitkin, well, like I mentioned, facing a federal charge right now of distributing handbills without a permit or something absurd like that. Believe that case is still kind of working its way through the courts. In fact, at one point, they actually came to his house and arrested him because he didn't show up to court in that instance. But that all brings me to what happened today. And what happened today was even more, I think, heroic than what he's typically known for doing. Julian Heitkin went to Orlando, and we talked to you a few weeks back about a certain order from a judge down there, Belvin Perry, I believe is his name, who has banned the distribution of any information to jurors or potential jurors at this site of the, I believe it's the district court. We'll find out more here in a moment, but the Orange County Courthouse is what it's called. And he essentially banned this information from being distributed on the entire grounds of the court. So not just talking about indoors at the court, we're talking about outdoors. We're talking about the parking lot. We're talking about an entire four-city block area where handing out anything, holding signs addressing the jury, anything at all, talking to jurors, has been completely prohibited. And so the Fully Informed Jury Association, by the way, Michelle is joining us here tonight. Good evening, Michelle.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, so we're talking about Julian Heitkin, and of course you know who he is, right?
Yes, I got to give him his dog tags at Porkfest from Karen.
Because he's a hero, and that was
Absolutely. Like
an award thing for him.
Yeah.
So he's gone down to Orlando today, this afternoon, to defy this judge's ban. This judge issued an order several weeks ago saying anybody that is handing out information or holding a sign or talking to jurors is going to be arrested and charged with a felony.
And he's what, now 72?
79.
79.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is incredible. So this order comes out. There's news headlines about it. The Fully Informed Jury Association, I think disappointingly, came forth with some sort of a press release saying, well, look, we know you want to do civil disobedience, but no, we don't think you should do that. We're going to challenge this using the court system. It's really weak, and I was really sad to see it, because normally the Fully Informed Jury Association is a very principled, liberty-oriented group. But it's sad to see people shying away from disobedience as a solution to problems. So we'll tell you more about what Julian Heitkin did today, and I don't think it was just him. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many of the world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring our Spring Break Bikini Contest. Up-and-coming man Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMovieWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring, and children come under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features there include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download. They are right there on the front page of the website. The last week's worth there on the front page, and then if you click into the archives section, that'll take you way back to late 2006. all of it completely free. And thanks to HostGator, a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name and create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator host you. Now then, if you want a free month of HostGator, you should start going enter their site through our link, which is hostgator.freetalklive.com. Then, of course, you're going to get your free month, and, of course, you always get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, 99.9% uptime guarantee, and more. Go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. That's hostgator.freetalklive.com for your first month of hosting for free. Now then, we're talking about Julian Heiklin, who is one of my heroes. I mean, the guy is absolutely incredible. The amount of courage this man has is exemplary and inspirational, and he's great. I mean, he seems like a nice guy, too. I mean,
very nice man, and a former professor from Penn State. And he used to, I guess, participate in 420 events on the campus.
Oh, way back. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so this guy's been doing activism for a long time.
50 years.
Right. And he's to the point where, you know, he just doesn't care. He doesn't have any kids at home waiting for him to feed them. He doesn't have a job to go to Monday
morning.
I wouldn't
say that he doesn't care. I would say that he is willing to risk the appearance of freedom in order to fight for legitimate freedom.
That's a nice way to put it. You're right. But a lot of people are concerned with what will happen to their family or to their job if they do civil disobedience. This man does not have those concerns.
Correct.
He does not have those things in his life at this
point.
No,
he should be relaxing and like doing pottery or something.
Well, you would think. But I think that what he's doing is great, and I wish more people his age, I wish more people in general would do civil disobedience, but certainly people of a elderly age set, it's, I think, all the more powerful when they do it, because you just can't put the police, pictures and video of the police arresting a 79-year-old man or a 70-year-old woman, you just can't put that in any sort of positive perspective from the government side. The government can't spin that. You know, a peaceful old man being arrested for handing out flyers in front of a courthouse, you can't spin that.
I agree, but it's amazing how many stories are coming up recently. In fact, I read about one, I think it was on Cop Block today, about the 68-year-old man or
the grandpa that's been shot to death.
Yes, and it was...
I think he was shot to death. But
yes,
yeah,
by the Massachusetts. I mean, it's just incredible.
So we're going to talk about Haiti, and maybe we'll talk about that grandpa here in a little bit. But we haven't actually told you yet quite what happened today with Julian Heiklin going to Orlando, where a judge has completely banned the handing out of any kind of information to jurors. He has banned the holding of signs, the speaking to jurors. I mean, you cannot do any sort of protest or outreach or anything like that at the Orange County Courthouse.
And is this, they're calling this a no free speech zone because, based on what?
Because the judge didn't like it. The judge found out, first of all, there's some activists there in Orlando that came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year. There was about two carloads of activists. Great folks. I got the chance to meet them last year, and their listeners, many of them are listeners of this show. And I think they've been inspired by people like Julian and some of the other civil disobedience activists that we have here in New Hampshire. They've been inspired by that. So one of them, John Kurtz, kind of kicked off a campaign of doing some local civil disobedience, which is incredibly heroic.
Perfidia mostly? Or?
No, actually, he was doing doing homeless civil disobedience, where the city had banned the distribution of food to homeless people within a two-block radius, I think, either 2 blocks or 2 miles. Anyway, a certain radius around City Hall. So the city councilors didn't want the homeless riffraff around City Hall. And so this guy got out there, John Kurtz, he got out there and put out a press release saying he was going to start giving out sandwiches to homeless people on the steps of City Hall.
Right on.
And he went out there and he did it, and he was not arrested, and he got all kinds of press and publicity for it, and then he did it again after that. So This guy kind of stirred things up down there in Orlando, which is great. And then they were doing some fully informed jury outreach as well, which isn't normally considered civil disobedience. I mean, most of the time, I mentioned earlier in the first segment how Julian Heiklin's been arrested all kinds of times for doing this. He's been doing it at federal courthouses. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, the feds are generally more uppity about this kind of outreach than local courts.
They don't want the jury to be fully informed.
Well, I don't think any of them want the jury to be fully informed, but the feds are more likely, from my experience, to do something about it, to have someone arrested for it. However, in Orlando, because here in New Hampshire, we've handed out fully informed jury information for years, and there's never been a problem. Mm-hmm. But in Orlando, after a few months of doing it, the judge got wind of what was going on, and one of the judges got wind of it and decided to issue this order completely banning it from the entire courthouse grounds. Anywhere on the courthouse grounds, you cannot do these things.
Okay, so forgive me for being naive, mm-hmm. but I've never heard of such a thing. How could a judge do this?
Is he that just a wrote up a piece of paper?
Issue? But judges aren't allowed to make laws. They're not allowed to make rules.
Right,
da, da, da,
which
da, da.
Is very interesting because really it makes you wonder because the judge did threaten contempt in this particular order. He said you could be charged with a felony or charged with contempt for doing this, for handing out stuff to juries. And it really makes you wonder, okay, well, how far does this man who's wearing a robe, how far does he believe his power to charge contempt can extend?
Right.
Because normally you would think the judge, okay, you've got dominion over the courtroom.
Yeah.
But now this judge is saying, no, my dominion extends to the entire grounds, including the parking lot.
I am God.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a total power trip. And it was so disappointing when the Fully Informed Jury Association backed away from advocating or supporting even anyone doing civil disobedience in this matter. But Julian Heiklin stepped up, and he said he was going to do it anyway, that he was disappointed in the Fully Informed Jury Association, and that he was disassociating himself with the Fully Informed Jury Association. He was, like, resigning his membership, I think,
wow.
in disgust over this. And he scheduled a day and time and got together with John Kurtz, the other disobedience activists down there, and they scheduled this, and they put out a press release. It came out, I think, around midnight of last night, announcing that this was going to go down. The media was there, and they reported on it. The Orlando Sentinel has the story. Julian Heiklin went to the Orange County Courthouse on Friday and tried his hardest to get arrested by attempting to violate a judge's order against handing out literature meant to influence jurors, which is not true. Now, influencing jurors is the specification that the law says. When if you're a juror, Michelle, and you're coming to court, and I tell you, Michelle, you've got to vote not guilty in this case because blah, 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 blah.
That would be jury tampering.
That would be jury tampering. Mm-hmm. That's influencing or attempting to influence a juror. Or, mm-hmm. Michelle, please vote not guilty or please vote guilty or whatever.
Right.
Or this guy's a bad guy. Or any kind of comment on the specific case
Is
that you might be facing.
Is it just a comment or does there have to be some power that the person has that can possibly influence you into voting a particular way?
That's a good question. I think that in general you'd want to stay away from giving them your opinion about the case. But these people aren't giving opinions on cases. Julian Heiklin isn't telling someone how to vote in a jury trial. He's just informing them of their right to nullify the law, to say not guilty because they disagree with it. He's not saying you should or shouldn't.
And that's a power that they need to know they have.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. And you can enjoy the features there for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo to prove that they are listeners of this program. Actually, validated videos are accepted as well. The details on how to be part of the Shrine are at shrine.freetalklive.com. So go over there and see the ladies that listen to this program, that Shrine, well, some of them, shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're not there yet, ladies, you certainly are invited to be there. We'd appreciate it. And once again, shrine.freetalklive.com. This program brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. Now then, we're talking about what happened today in Orlando, Florida, where Julian Heiklin, the nationally renowned fully informed jury activist and jury nullification advocate and disobedience, civil disobedience, like superstar. This guy came to Orlando, teamed up with some of the local activists there, and started handing out flyers at the courthouse, which is apparently civil disobedience now in Orlando. You'd think, you know, First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, that kind of stuff, you'd think that'd be respected in a place like the courts. But no, it's been banned. There's a judge that wrote an order that says you'll be charged with possibly contempt of court, possibly a felony for jury tampering if you hand out this information to jurors down there. And they went down and they defied that order today.
And with all the people who try to get out of jury duty, you would think that these people who are informing jurors of what it is that they're supposed to be doing would kind of be heralded as helpful heroes.
Not by the government. The government is afraid of this information. They want you to be ignorant as a juror. They want you to think that you have to judge the case by the facts in the case and not know that you can actually judge the law itself. Mm-hmm. You can say not guilty in any case.
Because it's a bad law.
Because you disagree with the law. It was supposed to be the final check and balance. It was supposed to kind of be like the fourth branch of government.
Bring it full circle back into the hands of the people.
Right. So if the so-called representatives completely botch up and create this tyrannical law and the justice system is generally enforcing of it, the jury is the final check, to where the juries can look at this and say, screw this, not guilty.
Right. Without that, as soon as you cast your vote in the ballot box, then you basically have to wash your hands of what your representatives do. But this, mm-hmm. as you say, is the final checks and balance. So it's supposed to bring it full circle so that the legislative as well as the judicial branches are both on board with their bosses, supposedly.
So Hikeland showed up in Orlando today, this afternoon, starting at noon, and this was telegraphed in advance. They sent out a press release, so the court knew they were going to be there. It wasn't a surprise. Mm-hmm. They could have arrested him, but they didn't. He called their bluff.
Good for
essentially.
Him.
And so let me give you the rest of the story here from the Orlando Sentinel. Flocked by reporters and television cameras, Hikeland, a verbose retired New Jersey professor, acknowledged that when you want to get arrested, it's not so easy. But it wasn't for a lack of trying. He certainly did hand out literature meant to educate anyone interested in the historic rights and roles of jurors. His pamphlets encouraged jurors to vote their conscience and hang a jury with their votes if they could not agree with others on the panel. He succeeded in getting many passers-by to accept what he was giving with phrases like, "Find out what the judge won't tell you," and "Get your jury information here. You won't find this in the National Enquirer." Still, deputies assigned to the courthouse maintained Hikeland was not violating any order by merely handing out the pamphlets. He had to hand them out to actual jurors. After Hikeland spent about 45 minutes chatting and hawking his flyers, you know, that excuse, sorry, reminds me of what they said at when we had the 420 celebrations here in Keene, New Hampshire. Over the last year, there were several of these, a year and a half, that went on. And the excuse from the police as to why they weren't arresting the people out smoking pot in public was because, we haven't seen anyone smoking pot. We didn't smell anything. There's no one smoking pot there.
There were sometimes undercover cops right there sitting next to us, though. I mean,
yeah, it was nonsense. Yeah. And it was just an excuse for them to save face for the people out there that, you know, believe in the police and think the police can do no wrong and just will believe anything that the police say. Mm-hmm. In this case, the idea that, he did not reach any jurors that day. How would they know? How would they know who the sheriffs, how would they have some inventory of all of the jurors coming to a courthouse building
potential
that is
jurors.
Tremendously large?
Right.
Well, I don't know. They're claiming here that it's only going to be jurors that he can't hand the flyers out to. Mm-hmm. And that's their excuse for not doing anything. And you know, okay, maybe he'll come back. Maybe this won't be the last they'll see of Julian Hikeland. But nonetheless, and of course, they don't want to embarrass themselves on camera either, because there was media around, and generally these cockroaches want to do their business of arresting peaceful people. And under the cover of darkness, they don't want any light of cameras shown on what it is that they do. So, after Hikeland spent about 45 minutes chatting and hawking his flyers, court spokesbureaucrat Karen Levy was asked via email if there were any jurors on courthouse campus on Friday, and she replied that, "I don't believe there are any jurors here today." Such is the quandary of a modern-day activist who proudly telegraphed his intent to defy Chief Belvin Perry's order on a day when many jurors were not likely to be at the courthouse anyway. The odds of Hikeland's arrest were further lessened because court proceedings ended early Friday to give court officials and staffers the opportunity to attend funeral services for a judge that passed away earlier this week. Perry issued an order against handing out the pamphlets in late January after the Fully Informed Jury Association handed out jury education pamphlets outside the courthouse. I think it's more accurate to say that activists who were handing out Fully Informed Jury Association pamphlets were there. I don't think they're officially associated with them. His administrative order rescinds the distribution of leaflets with information tending to influence summon jurors as they enter the courthouse in order to protect the integrity of the jury system.
Oh.
The Fiji people stopped handing out the flyers and have challenged Perry's order in an appellate court. But Heitklin, a fierce advocate of jury nullification, which encourages jurors to ignore the law if they don't agree with it, decided to come to Orlando and risk jail time by passing out similar pamphlets. He's been arrested more than 30 times and jailed on at least 10 occasions. Mm. Heitklin was also active in the civil rights movement in the 1960s and gained notoriety in the 90s for smoking marijuana outside Pennsylvania State University, where he taught to protest the drug laws. Mm-hmm. Perry's order says anyone continuing to pass out such literature to jurors outside the courthouse may face indirect civil contempt of court proceedings, and if found in contempt, a person may face confinement, a fine, or both. Now, contempt, as we know, can be it's an incredible power that these men have reserved. And
as
women.
We saw back a month or so ago with Pete and Adam.
Right, our friend was put in jail for 60 days, I think it was, for speaking out in court in a way that the judge did not appreciate. And so the question for the 79-year-old retired Pennsylvania State University chemistry professor was whether he would be back on Monday, a much busier day for jurors to be walking in and out of the courthouse. Heitklin said, "I might be. It depends on what sort of party we have on Sunday night. If we find chicks over the weekend, we might not make it. But if we can't find any chicks, this is probably the second best thing to do."
Oh, he was so cute when I gave him his dog tags at Taryn's party, which I had been at another event earlier. And so I was like dressed up in one of my little costume things with my bow and everything. And he was so cute. I mean, he just like bent down and kind of rubbed his face in my hair. He's a flirty guy.
That's funny. So will it happen again on Monday? I guess time will tell. Mm. I've attempted to get in touch with John Kurtz over in Orlando. I guess he's probably out with Julian right now, I would guess. And so it certainly sounds like Julian has that intention to show up on Monday and do this again on a day when there's a greater likelihood that he will hand a flyer to an actual juror.
Well, and the thing about civil disobedience is sometimes you get arrested.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
That's part and parcel of doing civil disobedience. But I just think it's heroic what he's done, and thank goodness that we have Julian Heitklin out there to do this stuff. If only we had 20 more, and if they only were all here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces Commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of things that you can do, everything from web banners to flyers that you can print out and more, all there at promote.freetalklive.com to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Now, imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts or use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she had advance warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known the thieves were coming, and added that LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. Now, here at Free Talk Live, we don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. You can protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that Mark and I are using, LifeLock. Join us in protecting those you love and the things you have worked so hard for from the ravages of identity theft this year. Call now if you want to get 60 bonus days of LifeLock protection. That's what we've managed to get for you, but you have to call the special number that we're going to give you, which is 1-800-242-2693. That way they'll know you're coming from Free Talk Live. It's a 60-day bonus. You can do this for yourself and your family and do it now because they're open late nights. They're open 24/7. 1-800-242-2693 to get signed up for LifeLock. That's 800-242-2693. As we continue, take your phone calls about what you want. Maui is calling from Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Maui in Hawaii.
Maui Rebel, piercing the flower curtain of phony aloha.
Ah, good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I'm reaching out to liberty lovers all across the country. And, you know, I didn't know what you guys were talking about. You know, we get it delayed here. I had no idea, but it's absolutely cosmic coincidence that it just dovetails with what you guys were talking about. Tactics, the degree of, you know, on one extreme, total nonviolence to this caller from Alaska a couple nights ago who bragged about a large gang, an armed militia ready to fight the oppressors and so on. And then your unanimous reply was to discourage the violence. And this exchange perked me up, even at, I think, 2 in the morning or something. And because this is the exact issue that's the central theme of Maui 2020, Barbarians in Paradise, which the book that you generously allowed me to mention last time I was on, sort of a forecast of what's in store for the island in a decade
or
so.
Excuse me, is that a sovereignty? Is that a native sovereignty?
No. This is strictly a Bill of Rights, civil rights. This is the Maui Liberty Movement philosophy.
Okay, so this isn't locals meet Howley's thing.
No. All mixed up. Libertarian Hawaiians. Pardon?
Hawaii's had a sovereignty thing for years, so I'm happy to hear.
A lot of Hawaiians don't like it. It's divisive. Some say it's racist. A lot of Hawaiians are into a real liberty movement, and they respect the Bill of Rights. You know, Hawaii, under the Ali'i, the aristocracy, was a horrible tyranny. And when the first Europeans came here, the commoners left in droves by any way they could. And that's why there's so many of them all up and down the West Coast, from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego. But anyway, the theme of this, of Maui 2020, Barbarians in Paradise, is the competing dissidents with different tactics, from protest fasting to assassination, and the psychological and the political and the moral consequences of these different tactics are. But in real life, I wanted to say that Maui Liberty Movement has already used some of these methods in the middle that we call active nonviolence. In 2006, for example, we stole the election from the incumbent mayor, Alan Arakawa, who is now back at mayor, ironically. And he never knew what hit him, and the whole story hasn't really yet been told, but the statute of limitations on a lawsuit from him is approaching, and I will tell the story fully then. But we have another action that's very similar to the one you were just talking about, and it'll generate waves. And this will be against lying prosecutors, certain prosecutors, and the county itself.
What are you planning on doing?
Pardon?
What's the plan?
Well, we're going to attack the policy of perjury decriminalization, which allows police to lie like crazy and prosecutor witnesses to lie like crazy. And even if you can prove later that they lied, there's nothing that can be done to them, and the prosecutors suborn perjury all the time.
I see. So you get a cop up on the stand, he lies on the stand, commits perjury, and then is protected by the system where the prosecutor refuses to bring charges against him for that perjury.
Right.
And you call that perjury what? What was it?
Perjury decriminalization.
Interesting.
It really lets them get whatever result they want.
Yeah, we have that
one
of our activists caught one of the cops lying on the stand, got obvious evidence of it, and tried to present it to a grand jury, and of course no one cares. You know, they're instructed to ignore
you. It's not just cops, it's prosecution witnesses of all kinds.
So what are you going to do about that?
Well, for example, we have signs ready that at the right time we will stand out large signs that can be read by thousands of people driving by every day at certain spots on, you know, certain times of the day. One of them will say the police chief, another will say the county attorney.
So you have sign waving, basically.
Right, sign waving, saying that these three key people who perpetrate this policy is a cocaine dealer and a child molester.
Nice. Mm. Now, do you have evidence of this?
It doesn't matter. If they want to sue me for it, I can show that it is a legitimate political protest protesting their perjury. In other words, if they are going to maintain a policy whereby people can be thrown in jail and they have by lies that they know are lies and they are proved to be lies and no one pays any price
for
it.
So you're looking to stir it up. You're looking to generate some controversy to where you can bring up the fact.
I want them to sue me so that I can tell the whole story on the stand.
Got it.
Well, let me give you a fair warning. My my brother accused a sheriff in Orange County, California, of being a pedophile and said that he had evidence to prove that. And this particular sheriff, Mike Corona, who had been selected as a task person for the Homeland Security, he got my brother two felony counts of threatening a public official. He spent 7 months in jail, was beaten several times.
You pretty much have to expect to be targeted as a result of doing this. You do expect that, right?
Well, the previous county attorney warned me, and I warned her back, giving her full knowledge of the legal correctness of my position. And the court precedents that prove I can show I can say what I want, but you know, prior restraint on speech, the whole Watergate case, I mean not Watergate, Pentagon Papers case, but anyway, on each sign will be a website to a little blog where it will say this. Of course, we don't really have proof of this, but there are rumors.
What's the website?
Well, I don't have it up yet.
Okay, will you do us a favor and give us a call before you do this? And do you have people who are going to back you up, people with video cameras and things like that? They're going to be there?
Video cameras, I'm not sure we need that.
Maybe
audio.
You got to have video cameras.
You need to have video. I mean, the cops
are going
to come.
Okay, well, I have a video camera, no problem. We have video cameras.
Okay, just want to make sure you've got people who are going to back you up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, good.
Anyway, the jury duty thing is good, too.
They are going to target you, and there's a good chance that what Michelle suggested will happen, where they'll trump up some charges against you just so they can punish you for speaking out. Though I think that you're fully within your rights to do this, that won't stop them from aggressing against you. So keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens, and thanks for the call tonight.
It's dirty tricks for clean government. Thank you.
Sure, thanks. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't think you can have clean government. That's the one point I would disagree on, because government is, by its nature, dirty.
Aggressive. Mm-hmm.
It hurts people. It threatens people. Mm-hmm. And even if you elect nice people to government, there's still nice people in charge of an agency, in charge of an organization that has at its core the threat of violence as its basis.
Well, not only that, but even if, to have me choose someone to rule over you, even if they have benevolent rulings,
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, some crazy news out of Haiti that Michelle's going to share with us. Also, we'll take your calls. And that gentleman mentioned a situation in Alaska with some violent agitators. We'll tell you what's happened to them. There's been some arrests. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2's next. You take control.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engraving, embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.